During the only upstate debate of the 2018 New York governor's race, the incumbent was criticized for both his record and his absence. WXXI's Karen DeWitt reports from Albany.
Governor Andrew Cuomo didn't attend the debate held at the College of St. Rose in Albany and sponsored by the League of Women Voters. His campaign said he was busy talking directly to voters in the days before the election and couldn't come. But the four other candidates in the race showed up and discussed issues ranging from gun control to education. They also criticized the governor's record on economic development, corruption scandals that led to several of his former associates sentenced to prison for corruption, and what they said was the slow pace of action on anti-sexual harassment policies. Republican Mark Molinaro offered a plan to reduce property taxes by one-third, in part by having the state take over Medicaid costs. Molinaro, who is Dutchess County executive, says the state needs a reset.
After 8 years of the status quo, we have the highest tax state in America. We shoulder the highest burden of property taxes of any people in the country. We have the most corrupted state government by any measurement. And we are stealing and defrauding taxpayers.
Independent candidate Stephanie Miner says her experience as mayor of Syracuse for 8 years is an asset for a governor. She says she worked to raise high school graduation rates and repaired the city's crumbling infrastructure, including water and sewer lines. Miner worked for Andrew Cuomo's father, Mario Cuomo, in the 1990s, but she feuded with the current governor over state aid to cities. She says state government is broken and needs to focus on substance, not optics. Miner says if elected, she'd open up the secretive nature of the decision-making process for the budget and other major policy changes.
If you elect me, I will end three men in a room governing, obviously. But I will also close the political anonymous LLC contributions and stop the dark money and the pay-to-play economic development. And I will rebuild our state's infrastructure, and I will bring open and accountable and transparent government to Albany.
The Libertarian Party's Larry Sharp supports legalizing marijuana and growing the Bitcoin industry. He advocates fewer rules for teachers and wants to end 11th and 12th grade. He'd instead give every child a $20,000 stipend to use for prep school, college, or vocational training. Sharp said he'd revive mass transit by selling naming rights to New York City bridges to high-tech companies like Amazon and Google. He told the audience he's the only true alternative to the stranglehold of the Democratic and Republican parties.
Democrats have no plan. Republicans have no plan. You heard nothing but plans from me. You may not like those plans. You may think they're wrong or they're bad, but I have them.
Green Party candidate Howie Hawkins offers what he calls a Green Deal for New Yorkers. It includes single-payer health care, a shift to 100% renewable energy by 2030, full funding for schools, the elimination of charter schools, and a true $15 minimum wage for upstate New York. Hawkins says it's a disservice to voters that there were only two debate forums in the entire general election campaign and that Cuomo only showed up for an event that excluded third-party candidates.
I really enjoyed this discussion. I wish we had a series of them. Shame on Andrew Cuomo for not coming here.
Yeah.
The League of Women Voters, in a statement, expressed frustration that the governor did not participate, saying they don't understand why Cuomo does not feel a fair, nonpartisan debate is an appropriate venue to speak directly to voters. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.